the rock and roll generation.
Rock and roll music. Sweet moving
music. 1962.
Let me in. Wee.
But 1962 was the year of the twist. A dance that swept every corner of every domain from Podunk to Paris. Philadelphia fat boy Chubby Checker sang The Twist, a song written by Hank Ballard. Not only was it a song, but it was also a dance. You stood in place, and you twisted and contorted your body in naturally a twisting position. Chubby Checker had been an obscure, believe it or not, chicken flicker, a man who made minimum wage and picked feathers from chickens prior to them being put on sale in a local Philadelphia poultry shop. Then he called on the nation. Just like a few years before, the Eddie people got on the bandwagon. Parents, clergy, sociologists, psychiatrists were calling The Twist a crude, filthy, dirty, obscene dance. With gestures that were unacceptable to the majority. Nevertheless, it was to be the year of The Twist. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1962. Generation 1962, the year. Those are the Crystals, one of their greatest. He's a rebel. WPGC Columbus Showtime, that is 217 with the music. The music from the year 62, when lots of record listeners and a few composers were saying, hubba, hubba.
Oh, yes, David Rose. Bringing back some, bare facts.
This is called The Stripper.
There it goes.
like to get closer.
David Rose, that song was started as a joke, believe it or not.
I always thought it was The Striper.
The Striper? What did you... The Striper? Why did you think that? Do you have a toothpaste taste fetish or what? The Striper, gee, I just don't know. But that was David Rose, and you wouldn't happen to know that voice. You wouldn't happen to know where you hear that kind of music, would you? You know, just offhand?
Offhand?
No, it's off glove, right? That's what they say, off glove, off...
It's hands off, is what it is.
Okay, that sounds like as good an outline as we're going to get. Showtime with Columbus is 2:22 with the music, Rock and Roll Generation, 1962. Dionne Warwick, some greatness from that year. Burt Bacharach's song, Don't Make Me Over. Hands off. Dionne Warwick at the very beginning. Don't make me over. WPGC Columbus Showtime, 2:23, with the continuing story of the rock and roll generation. 1962, the year, one of the rock classics of all time, The Jarmels.
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick on my face. But a little bit of soap will the pain in my heart and my eyes as I go to the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will wash away your powder from my chin. A little bit of soap. Wow.
true, or we might be here.
Have you heard? When the reason to die is the one to cry.
Night and day.
Like a bird, you left your robin nest, and just like all the rest, you flew away.
Bit of Soap, the fabulous Jarmels from 1962, the year that really the surf sound got underway with a group that was to make it big right through 1970, the Beach Boys.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how, come on up the fire with me. Come on up the fire with me, 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 early in the morning when we start running out, the money will be coming along.
Of the rock and roll generation, 1962.
Other groups got into the twist action. Joey D and the Starlighters gave it a flavor.
Well, they got a new dance, and it goes like this. Yeah, the name of the dance is
a peppermint. Sam Cooke made a marathon out of it.
Put them the night away.
The man with the weirdest name of the year, Gary US5's got his girlfriend into the act with his hit record, Dear Lady Twist. The Isley Brothers, they said it loud. They went into twist and shout. Chubby Checker got back into the act and slowed the pace down with Slow Twistin'. The year was lit up by Claudine Clark and her big song of Party Lights. Pat Boone went south of the border with Speedy Gonzales.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1962.
Down, down, down. Down, down, down.
Through the night.
Neil Sedaka, Breaking Up Is Hard to Do.
WPGC AM and FM Morningside.
The Rock and Roll Generation, 1962.
Return the sender. Return the sender.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such phone. We had a quarrel. A lover's past.
I dropped it in the mailbox and sent a special D. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return to sender. Address unknown. No such person. No such stone.
Elvis Presley, he's the king, 1962. We're just talking here about Elvis Presley and the fact that, you know, in a way he was very lucky. It's kind of a, you know, not that he doesn't have a great deal of talent. He's not, you know, wonderful entertainer. But there are a lot of talented people, you know, and Elvis Presley certainly didn't come from the kind of background that would really, you know, like be a stage family or something where they... He would have parents that kind of knew the business and could, you know, hook him up with an agent and sort of force him into the show business world. But he came from being, in the very truest sense, you know, a country boy. If you've seen one of his albums, it has, you know, a picture of little Elvis there in these overalls. And, you know, hardly, not quite looking like he was ready to be. Probably the most legendary and most influential figure in the rock and roll generation until possibly the Beatles, and then they sort of created their own aura of mystery, not mystery, but their own legend and their own fame. But certainly, if you know, you'd classify the great stars of the rock and roll generation, probably have two, the Beatles and Elvis Presley, and then everybody else comes along, you know, some great talents, but not quite measuring up to them. Elvis Presley, Return to Sender. This is WPGC's Columbus Showtime, 26 minutes till 3 o'clock with the Generation 1962. One of the great hits for the Crystals, Uptown.
He gets up each morning and he goes downtown, where everyone is bored and he's lost in angry land. he's a little man. But then he comes up, shouting into my settlement. Up and down we'll go down to the same address. And when he's there with me, he can see that he's everything. Then he's so, he's so strong, he's a king.
PGC Columbus Showtime. It's 24 till 3 o'clock in Big Wilton. We're in the year 1962 of the rock and roll generation. It had one of the most beautiful rock and roll, or really even traditional type ballads, by a group called the Duprees. The melody was great, and the lyrics, they were something special. Country Western sound, Floyd Kramer, Last Date. 1962. This is WPGC's Columbus 18-3.
Come on, everybody. We're gonna have a good time, yeah. Give me all that love that's in you. I'm gonna give you mine.
Thinkest thou of tribute unto Caesar? And he answered them by saying, render unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God that which is God's.
The Pluribus Funk album by Grand Funk Railroad, available at all Waxy Maxy stores in the Washington area. WPGC environment, cloudy and mild, with showers and the possible chance of a thunderstorm. Partly cloudy, windy and cold tonight. Lows to 33 degrees. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation with Columbus. The year is 62. The group, the Majors.
Last night I had a wonderful dream about you. Last night I had a dream.
Oh, that you will come through.
Last night I had a wonderful dream. I dreamed I held you in my arms, and you filled me with your charm. Been a wonderful dream.
You love me, a wonderful dream.
And last night, your lips were awesome, soft and warm, and a wonderful dream.
night I had a wonderful dream. The sound of the Major's Solid Gold Rock and Roll from 1962, the year for dances. All kinds, the twist was one and this was another. Little Eva and the Locomotion. Live it they did.
an all-star cast brings to the Riverdale Theater screen. Sometimes a great notion. Sometimes a great notion. As big as the West. As tense as the Union dispute it concerns. Involves you in a modern-day pioneering industry. Timber. Paul Newman. Henry Fonda, Lee Remick, and Michael Sarrazin star in Sometimes a Great Motion in color at the Riverdale Theater at the Palmer Drive-In. A triple bloodorama chiller. 2,000 maniacs. Blood Feast and Bloodlust. Take exit 31 from the Capitol Beltway to Route 704 George Palmer Highway North. A triple bloodorama chiller, 2,000 maniacs, Blood Feast, and Blood Lust at the Palmer Drive-In.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation. 1962.
Dee Dee Sharp was busy in the kitchen, serving up a heaping helping of. David Rose did a put on. About a takeoff, the stripper. There were all kinds of new dances being created that year. Everybody was doing something that year. Gene Chandler joined royally with his Duke of Earl. Freddie Cannon took a few rides at Palisades Park. Claude King decided to visit the Ozarks and warn you.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain.
Kenny Ball left the country with Midnight in Moscow. We think, but we're not really sure. Maybe the Marvelettes discovered Hugh Hefner with their song Playboy. Jimmy Clanton began a fashion craze with Venus in blue jeans. And for the Corsairs, they were wandering around in smoky places. Don and Juan were confused.
What's your name?
But the Shirelles knew that, baby, it was you. Charlie Checker, still not satisfied, created another dance, the Popeye. And weird enough, from the land of Caruso came Emilio Pettacoli, who in his native tongue captivated an American audience. 1962 was exuberant, fresh, and truly teen-oriented. It was evident that 1962 was a young world.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1962.
Nothing can stop the Duke of Earth. And you
are my girl.
And no one can hurt you. I'll never.
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
probably one of the most unusual and best-remembered songs was this by a Philadelphia group, The Tokens. Song made a popular hit in the United States by The Tokens, The Lion Sleeps Tonight. WPGC Columbus Showtime, it's 2 minutes before 3 o'clock, and WPGC's Big Wilson. The story of the rock and roll generation continues with Biggie. He'll have 1962 and then 1963.
Young world, when you're in love, you're in young world. Take my hand and let me show you just how true young love can be. And whoa, it's a young world. And if you tell me you're my one girl, you'll make my whole life worth living just by giving your love to me.
C-A-M and FM Morning Time.
The Rock and Roll Generation on WPJC. Reliving the best years of your life. 1954 to 1971.
And now, here's Biggie!
Hey, I want to know if you'll be my girl. When I saw you walking down the street, I said that's the kind of gal I like to meet. She's so pretty, Lord, she's fine. I'm gonna make her mine, all mine.
Did you have it, brother, in the year 1962 in the Rock and Roll Generation? 62 is the year radio number one is the place at WPGC with the Rock and Roll Generation. Music time, 3 minutes after three.
WPGC.
Music. After this, 1963.
Yeah, my lovely gal, the name of Dee Dee Sharp, winding up the year 1962. Big Wilson, your heavy brother, WPGC, as we get set, ready, and raring to go next into the year of 1963 in the rock and roll generation.
Sprite tastes the way you want the world to be, clear and clean and good. And that makes Sprite so right during the Christmas season. And the 28-ounce bottle of Sprite is 3 cents less than the regular price through New Year's Eve. That's the convenient one-way bottle with a resealable cap. All the delicious products of the Coca-Cola Company in the 28-ounce size are 3 cents less than the regular price through December 31st at participating stores in the Washington metropolitan area. Mix or match Sprite, Coke, Tab, Fresca, and Fanta flavors for happy holiday entertaining.
Hey, be sure to stock up on Sprite, Coke, Tab, Fresca, and Fanta flavors for the long New Year's weekend. Novi, Special, Freeway. These are the WPGC newsmakers.
You don't have to go to Europe for European design radial tires. Goodyear has a genuine radial ply tire for your imported car and for many small American cars, the G800. For 13 years, Goodyear's been making radial ply tires for European driving. For mileage, economy, traction on treacherous mountain roads, handling around curves and in the wet. Now, you can enjoy Goodyear's G800 radial ply tire, whether your imported car is from France, Germany, Sweden, Italy, England, or Japan. It's available in sizes to fit practically every car that's right for radials, including many small American cars. Don't settle for ordinary mini tires. Insist on the rugged radial, Goodyear's G800. Your imported car knows the difference.
Go, go, Goodyear!
At 3:07, WPGC newsmen report that impatience is the word filtering down from the Baltimore courtroom where the bribery trial of John Doughty continues. Lawyers are getting impatient about the long jury deliberations. The federal judge may reportedly call the jury back to the courtroom later this afternoon for a progress report. A 48-member task force has some harsh words for the D.C. programs designed to teach the handicapped. Among other things, the committee calls the special education program an obscene nightmare. The committee says thousands of handicapped children are now being ignored. Transportation Secretary John Volpe is urging Congress to dump plans for D.C.'s controversial northeast and north central freeways. He generally backs the city council's plans for city freeways. The Metro Subway Board takes a $72 million giant step ahead and suffers what may be a $60 million setback. The board accepts a $72 million check for D.C.'s long overdue subway funds recently okayed by Congress. The man who leaked the Pentagon Papers on Vietnam to the news media, Daniel Ellsberg, has been indicted once again, this time under the 1940 Espionage Act for stealing and distributing Defense Department documents. A fifth day of bombing in North Vietnam. The U.S. says 1,000 sorties have flown, three planes lost. Radio Hanoi says many civilians are dead in those raids, including women and children. The communists claim 8 U.S. planes were shot down. WPGC 309. The Selective Service says there's a chance that more than 100,000 young people with low lottery numbers may not be drafted. Listen up. Maybe good news for you all. Spokesmen say they may escape the draft if there are no inductions during the first 3 months of 1972. The Dow Jones interim averages, 30 industrials off 3.31.
You never looked so good.
Every guy likes Levi's, and Allen's Men's Shops has Levi's. Levi's jeans, naturally tough in denims and cords and ready for winter action in the famous Levi's style that takes you everywhere. Wide belt loops, western pockets, flared or straight legs, great-fitting Levi's jeans, all done up in some exciting new colors, too. See them at Allen's Vienna, Springfield, Fairfax Circle, Tyson's Corner, the bottom half in McLean, and Allen's new bottom half in Front Royal. Don't run from store to store, cause every Allen's Men's Shops has what you're looking for. A great selection of Levi's jeans. Shop now, and Allen's promises, you'll never look so good.
In December 1968, this was a top story on WPGC. The liberals gain power in Czechoslovakia as Alexander Dubček takes over the reins of government. That was December 1968. WPGC environment, chance of a thunderstorm, partly cloudy, windy, and colder tonight, down to 33. Latest air pollution index 0.04 with 0.15 considered undesirable. Your news editor, Jim Clark. This is Bob Raleigh. It's 50 degrees.
WPGC Sound Off.
Well, today I was eating a candy bar, and what do you think I found inside? No, it wasn't Betty Boop. It wasn't a prize. It wasn't a bird. It wasn't Superman. It was a worm. W-I-R-M. Or is it W-E-R-M? Worm. A little creepy, crawly worm. Later, my brother opened another candy bar, and guess what he found inside? Well, he found out how to spell worm, W-O-R-M. That's right, another creepy, crawly worm. I hate worms. Anybody want a candy bar? Sweet? Toot sweet? The listener in First Street, Lanham. Your response is welcome.
Best Sound Off of the Week wins $20. Send yours to Sound Off, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington.